Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled, If. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 8, we read, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. If. Such a tiny little word, yet one which holds so much meaning. It is a conditional word that often implies being a little reluctant to respond until certain conditions are met. I will do this or that if you meet my expectations, demands, or in some way make me feel comfortable. It is a sad commentary that we often bargain with God by attaching an if to our obedience. In doing so, we place ourselves in a position of control. Instead of saying, Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done, as Jesus prayed in the garden, but are telling God what to do and when to do it. Just recently, someone forwarded the following inspirational piece. It explains a little of the reason for God's actions and reveals why we do not always see His hand at work in our life. God said, If you never felt pain, then how would you know that I'm a healer? If you never went through difficulties, how would you know that I'm a deliverer? If you never had a trial, how would you call yourself an overcomer? If you never felt sadness, how would you know that I'm a comforter? If you never made a mistake, how would you know that I'm forgiving? If you knew it all, how would you know that I will answer your questions? If you were never in trouble, how would you know that I will come to your rescue? If you never were broken, then how could you know that I can make you whole? If you never had a problem, how would you know that I can solve them? If you never had any suffering, how would you know what Jesus went through? If you never went through the fire, then how would you become pure? If I gave you all things, how would you appreciate them? If I never corrected you, how would you know that I love you? If you had all power, then how would you learn to depend on me? If your life was perfect, then what would you need me for? Thank you, God. Help me to remember. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.